Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
18, and boy, this is good. Jesus is saying, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Wow. So God has sent Jesus into the world. And then Jesus says, hey, I sent them into the world. So our mission is to go. The first thing that God told Jesus to do was go. And the first thing Jesus told us to do was go. So everybody see that? So our mission is to go. And I don't know about you, the toughest thing is going. Just like Monday, I tell you, when I got the call to go, you know, help Heather. I'm like, boy, ooh, that's going to be tough. You know, but once I got there, I got moving. I was trying to go up those steps. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm not going to make it. So I called my son Joshua over there. He only went up there twice, and he said, Dad, it's too much. I'm like, look, you just stay down there, and we did like a fire thing. I took it from the third and brought it to the second. He took it from the second and took it out. Thank God for it. Thomas was tough. He was packing it. But the thing is, we had a vision. We had to visualize what we wanted to do. Before, we were just walking around, didn't know what we're doing. I said, hey, let's get a plan here. But once we get that plan in place, we can start doing things. But the point was, it was so tough to go. Have you ever had to attend a place and you say, wow, I really don't want to go. But once you get there, you have a great time. Yep. And you get there, you say, oh, I'm not feeling good. But when you get there, you're feeling okay. I was like that. It's like this morning, my boxing class got moved to 9 o'clock. And it was for 75 minutes as opposed to 60. I said, oh man, I sure don't want to go. But I went, and boy, I tell you, it was great. But going is the toughest thing. So this is what I wanted to encourage you is that God sent Jesus, and Jesus sent us. Isn't that beautiful? He sent us into the world to be the light of the world. Just think about wherever you are at. If you are shining bright for Christ, you are displaying the attributes of Christ, that love of Christ, to a lost and dying world. And then when they receive that love, they'll know that it comes from Christ. You ever run into somebody that's having a bad day, and you're able to, you know, with a very peaceable spirit, not get angry, and just encourage them? I did that. Somebody was just rampant and raving, and I was just, you know, with a calm spirit, just talk soft to them, and then they calm down. You ever done that? That's you shining the light. God wants you to shine that light wherever you are. So the Father sent the Son, and the Son sent us. Now, what did He send Jesus to do? I think we know. Luke chapter 19:10 tell us what Jesus was sent to do. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. It says, for the Son of Man, listen to this, is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Wow. That was Jesus' mission, to seek and to save that which was lost. Let me ask you a question. Were you lost? Yeah, we all were lost. The Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were lost. And Jesus sought us and saved our souls. So if we are to follow Christ, we need to do the same thing. Right? Is that right? Are you with me? We're a small crowd. You can engage with me. If Jesus Christ came to seek and to save, that's what we need to do. So there was two steps there. The first step was to go, and the next one was to seek and to save. And we know the going part is tough, but as you pray and be obedient, once you get out there, you will be amazed. It's just like I told you I had to go visit my mom. I told her I was going to stay a week, and then I said, Mom, I'm going to stay 4 days. I ended up staying a week anyway.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.